Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us again one of my favorites, Cheryl Myers. She's the International Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma. And I always add international because she does go to other countries, although I think she's just the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education. How you doing, Cheryl?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing great. It's so good to be with you again, and I love how you explain everything and go into some really interesting details and keep things simple when they are complex. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so you're great. I love interviewing you. You make it easy for me to do this show. Today, we're going to be talking about CoQ10. CoQ10, which is basically the quinone donor to the Krebs cycle, also known as ubiquinone, semi-ubiquinone, and all kinds of other stuff too. And I'm sure you'll know all about that. We'll be talking about it. Anyway, your company has something that's absolutely phenomenal, and I'm going to have to give a testimonial later, but you came out with three new CoQ10s. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Cheryl.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, as you know, I have worked with Europharma. I've worked with the president and founder of our company, Terry Lemeron,
yes,
for 22 years now. So I worked with him as the vice president of health sciences at Enzymatic Therapy,
mm-hmm,
and I'm currently his chief of scientific affairs and education for Europharma, which makes the Terry Naturally brand of dietary supplements.
Which are awesome. Yeah, they're absolutely awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love working with this company because of its high-quality standards and the fact that they focus so much on the science, because I'm mm-hmm, something of a science person myself.
Oh, yes.
And I started life as a registered nurse, so I worked in mainstream medicine for a fair number of years. That was my first degree. Before about 22, 23 years ago, I became very interested in integrative medicine.
Mm.
So I don't like the term so much alternative or complementary.
I agree.
You know, when you say alternative, you don't have to pick one or the other.
No.
If you break your leg, go to an orthopedic surgeon. They do that great. Don't go to an aromatherapist.
Right.
If you are struggling with Lyme's disease,
yeah,
you're not going to find all of your answers in mainstream medicine.
No,
there's so many
won't.
Other things that we can integrate into a protocol to make people healthier and happier. I also don't think that natural medicines complement. They're not like an accessory. It's I'm a girl, so I have to think of the way girls do.
Okay.
So it's mainstream medicine is the beautiful gown. What are we? Just a scarf around the neck, you know?
Yeah.
We're not an accessory. We don't complement the main event. So that's why I like integrative. I believe in the smorgasbord approach to medicine, where you select from whatever dish is the most efficacious for you at that time. And every person might have a different combination on their plate, but that's just one of the beautiful things about having a lot of different systems of medicine from which to choose, is that we get to put together very specific plans for people to achieve their health goals.
I totally agree with that. And the other thing that I like what you said, and I don't know if anybody picked up on this, but you were saying integrative. I had a doctor friend of mine a long time ago, because people used to call it integrated. And she was like, hey, it's not over with. It's ongoing. It's integrative or integrate, not integrated. It's integrative because it's ongoing. And I think people that are into this and really know, they know it's an ongoing thing and it's growing. And I don't see anything wrong with it, because conventional medicine has a lot to offer. Some of the diagnostic tools are absolutely phenomenal, and there are some good pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think we need to realize that if you nutritionally support the body, detoxify the body, and balance the body, and have a good mental, emotional, and spiritual foundation, the healing process is going to go much faster, much deeper, and you're going to get a lot better results. And I think everybody, all my customers know now, it's just obvious to them. But there's still a lot of people out there that are unsure. They think the nutritional industry, nutraceuticals, supplements, all that really isn't going to do them any good. And I think part of that is because they're buying the garbage that's out there, the synthetics, the cheap stuff. And you can buy things that are inexpensive and have it really be super high quality. A lot of the products that we sell aren't that expensive. But when you go out and just look at the price and buy buy synthetics, you're probably not going to feel as good. You know, I just think it's very important that people look at things a little differently.
You know, people sometimes, because I work and I've worked in dietary supplements for a long time.
Yes, you have.
A lot of people ask me, well, what's the one best thing I can do for my health? And they always expect me to answer with the name of a dietary supplement. But what I say is the one best thing you can do from a dietary supplement perspective for your health is to develop a relationship with a legitimate and knowledgeable health food retailer and their staff, the people that know what they're doing. They have sorted through the stuff that's out there, some of which is making egregious claims, or some of which are in forms that aren't even absorbable, or some of which have dosage levels not even 1/100th of what was used in published clinical trials.
Yeah, and how are you going to get a result?
They've sorted through all that for you, and they will help connect you with something that will make a real difference. You know, the most expensive dietary supplement you will ever buy is the one that does absolutely nothing for you.
You are spot on, and you've said this before, and I totally agree, but I think the listeners out there really need to know how important, number one, your health is, and how important it is to make sure you're getting a good quality supplement. My mom always say, you don't want to put sugar in your gas tank.
You don't.
And you're worth it. You're worth it. I mean, most of the time, a good quality supplement is going to be, we actually have things that are cheaper than the garbage that are much, much better. We do a lot of the work. And I'm very happy to know, and I've known this, but you know that we do a lot of the work, or most of the work. So our customers come out and they know when they buy a vitamin E or a CoQ10 or even a vitamin that we've vetted it. We've looked at it. We've looked at the company. I mean, I know your company. I know your owner. I've known you for a long time. We've had meals together, and I know you're really good people. And I like the fact, too, that Terry will say in your company, you're making products not just to sell to strangers. You're making it for your friends and your family, and you're not going to make garbage for them.
Because nothing could be further from the truth. Absolutely right.
And you're making it for yourself. And that's why when you came out with this new CoQ10 that's chewable, and I really want to start talking about it because we're going to run out of time. But anyway, your company is absolutely phenomenal. And thanks for all of that philosophical and the reason why we do everything we do. But you've got this new chewable, and you have some other CoQ10s, which we'll also talk about. But this new chewable CoQ10, I think you said there's only one other company that makes it chewable, but it isn't this delivery system. Tell us about this product. I'm going to try to be quiet. Tell us everything you know, because we know how good CoQ10 is, and we can talk a little bit more about it. But tell us about this product.
Well, yes, I'll tell you about the product, but you're right. I don't know if all your listeners understand all the ways that CoQ10 can make a difference in their health. However, the difference with our product is the fact that it's in a delivery system that boosts its absorption about 7 or 8 times.
Wow.
And that's a big deal because CoQ10 is one of the most powerful natural medicines on the planet. It is a part of so many different integrative medical protocols. It has an enormous amount of clinical study. It is proven to do what it needs to do. You know what? If it's not absorbed well into your body, if you're not getting an efficacious dose, you're not going to see the results that you desire.
Oh, I agree.
And so this new delivery system is based on it sounds like a chemical, but it's not. It's a plant-based compound.
Mm.
Called cyclodextrin, and that is a type of a starch that coats the CoQ10, that holds it like in a little cup. This cyclodextrin forms little cups.
Okay.
And it holds it in the cup so that it can, when it goes through the intestines go, oh, I recognize this plant material, boop, and it pulls it in, and it pulls everything in the cup in with it as well. That's how it boosts absorption.
Wow.
It is a delicious flavor. Because
that's the first question, isn't it? Yeah,
I've tried it. If you've got a chewable product, does it taste horrible or does it taste good?
Yeah, we've had some stuff, the mouth feel and everything, but I actually like sucking on these.
Yeah, this is good.
It's kind of an orangish, almost like a tang flavor, orange flavor. It's not real strong, but it's kind of sweet. And obviously, you're not using any sugar, artificial sweeteners. What is the cool ingredient that you use to make it sweet?
I think it's got a little xylitol in it.
And that's good for your gums. It's good for your teeth. And I guess I'll do my testimonial right now, and we can get back to talking more about this. I have had some oral surgery, and I had a tooth extracted, and I had a lot of recession of my gums down beyond where my root was exposed, and the dentist and the oral surgeon are like, this is not going to heal back, gums never grow back, and we don't know what you're going to do, and you're just going to probably have to, you know, get the other teeth where the gums have receded, recrowned, or we'll figure something out. I'm like, well, will you give me a chance? They're like, oh yeah, we will, we know how you are, Mike, you know, surprise us. So anyway, I've been using this chewable CoQ10, swishing my mouth with it, and I think because of the xylitol, because that helps to remineralize too, so it's a positive. But the main active is this CoQ10, and it is extremely good for your gums and for gingivitis and any gum disease, and I don't think people realize that. But if you take a pill orally, you're not going to get that amount. One of the reasons why I think this chewable is absolutely awesome. So anyway, I go back to the oral surgeon, and he looks at everything, and he's like, well, I can't believe this. And I was like, well, tell me something to make me proud. And he's like, you heal like a 30-year-old. And I'm like, well, that's somebody half my age. And he says, yes. And I hate to tell you, not really, but your gums are growing back. I'm like, what?
Ooh.
You said that was impossible. He said, well, with what I know, it really doesn't happen. But he said, I don't know now. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, and I told him, he's like, wow. And then, of course, my dentist is like, well, Mike, I know how you are. And he says, I'm not really surprised. But he says, gums don't grow back with as much of a reduction as I had. And they're actually measuring it. I think I don't know if they're doing a clinical study or trying to verify it, but they're very, very amazed. It's already come back a couple millimeters, at about 5 millimeters, it's back to 3. And they think it's going to actually grow back, because it has. My dentist knows, he's seen my teeth, he's like, yeah, you know, you've done this before. He says, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to find out. So I like that too. They're very interested in it. And sometimes doctors, when you do alternatives, they have this mindset of, I don't know what you're doing, but just keep doing it. And they're kind of mad about it. But I love it when the conventional medical community looks at this and really wants to know and grasps this. And I've seen this with like the curcumin, the curcumin products and so forth, with some of the cardiologists in the area. They're like telling their patients now, hey, take this. It's good for pain in your circulatory system and all that. So it's really exciting to see this. But anyway, I've been taking this product. I absolutely love it. I used to take another product, which they don't make anymore, which is from New Chapter, the old CoQ10, the whole CoQ10, the fermented. And that's what I like about this too. I guess this is a fermented form. But anyway, I can feel it. And that's how you have to do your CoQ10s. If you can't feel it, then it's probably not being absorbed. So I'm very, very excited about this one.
Well, I'm glad that you're so excited about it, because you talk about CoQ10. You can't find very many things that work on such a basic level.
Mm-hmm.
So inside each of our cells is a little energy factory. You know, you put in fuel. It's like an engine for your car. You put in fuel, mm-hmm. and the engine converts that fuel into energy. Not just energy for the cell, or energy for you to run around and chase the kids or go cross-country skiing or lift weights or whatever it is
right.
that you go out and do, but it's the energy for the cell to do the cell's job. So if it is a kidney cell, it is to help the kidney cell do a better job with filtration.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a liver cell, it helps the liver cell protect itself from damage and to detox better. If it's a brain cell, it's the ability of the brain cell to have higher
right.
levels of energy and do what it needs to do.
Right.
So the higher the energy needs of the body part, mm-hmm. or the system in the body,
mm-hmm.
the higher the levels of CoQ10, because CoQ10 is a factor in that process. It's not the fuel. The food that you eat every day is what gets turned into
right.
the fuel.
Again, I like to call it the spark plug of the cell. it's without that little spark, nothing's going to happen. That Krebs cycle, which is CoQ10 is the quinone donor, it's part of that. And without that, it's really not going to work well.
Yeah, so it's not the fuel.
Right.
And it's not the engine.
No.
But it is like the spark plug,
mm-hmm.
that without CoQ10, no energy will be produced.
And as you get older and more mature and seasoned, as I like to say, you don't produce as much. And I don't think your body, I would assume it would slow down in its ability to metabolize and absorb and get it from natural sources.
Well, there aren't a ton of natural sources
yes.
for CoQ10. I mean, there are some. You know, if people like organ meats,
yes.
You know, when I said the higher the energy levels of the system, the higher the concentration of CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a huge amount of CoQ10 in our hearts, and so do cows, and so
right.
do, you know, et cetera.
I think that's where the original studies with Dr. Fred Crane was, with the cow or the beef heart, is how he
yes.
discovered it. Yes.
Yes. And,
in 57.
And I claim to fame for Wisconsin.
Yes.
University of Wisconsin and Madison.
It was further studied. Yes, it was. And then I think the Japanese got a hold of it. Now I think it's even gone to, are they making, I don't know where all this is. I know a lot of it's made in Japan. Not to get too nosy here, is your product made in Europe, or where does it come from?
No, the premium makers of CoQ10 have
mm-hmm.
some patented processes
yes.
to confirm it to make natural CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the sad thing. There's also synthetic CoQ10 that's been creeping into the market.
I've heard of it.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, there's no studies on synthetic. You need the natural form, and that's from a fermentation process.
Mm-hmm.
But you talked about age, and yes, as we age, we are less able to make CoQ10, and we are less able to convert CoQ10 from its inactive form, which is called ubiquinone,
okay,
into its active form, which is called ubiquinol. So they're both considered CoQ10, but one's inactive and one has to be converted and the other one does not. It's already active.
Okay.
So these are some factors that people need to keep in consideration. There's also certain diseases or certain problems with the liver that can interfere with the ability to convert ubiquinone into ubiquinol. A couple of the big ones that they have found so far, people with type 2 diabetes, people with Parkinson's disease, people with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, some of these serious diseases, are not good converters of CoQ10. So there are disease states that are associated with being a poor converter. So that's why it's important to have both ubiquinone available, but also ubiquinol available.
Okay, so the ubiquinol is what we would maybe call the reduced form, and it's the bioactive form.
It's the active form.
If you're 30 years old
and you're taking CoQ10 to get more stamina and more oxygenation while you're working out at CrossFit or whatever it is you're doing, then ubiquinone is just fine for you.
Okay.
But if you are seriously ill or if you're over 65 or 70, you probably need to switch to the active form.
Okay. I want to just interject here real quickly. The way I remember this, so people will remember, ubiquinone ends with one. So it's for the younger people, little babies, one-year-olds, you know, and not necessarily that way, but it's for younger people. And ubiquinol ends in O-L for the older people. So the one that ends in one, ubiquinone, is for younger people, and ubiquinol is the active form for older people.
Awesome.
That's how I remember it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great way to remember it. So when we look at CoQ10, how can you use it? How can it make you healthier?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you look at all of these different systems in the body, you can use it. The reason they call it ubiquinone is after the word ubiquitous. Ubiquitous means use everywhere. You can use it everywhere. So if you are struggling with heart disease, some of the best research on CoQ10 is for cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
Helps the heart to be stronger, helps the heart cells to remain alive longer. You know, that's something we didn't discuss. Not only does it make the cells have greater levels of energy to do the cell's job, to be the best heart cell or the best brain cell, best bone cell it can possibly be, it also is the energy for the cell to stay alive.
Okay.
So our cells have a life cycle, and some cells don't last very long, and some cells last for a long time. They say that every 7 years, every single cell in your body
I've
is turned
that.
Over at least one.
Right.
So anything that happened more than 7 years ago doesn't count anymore.
Good. Does that apply to everything? I'm going to remember that one. I'm a completely new person. I did not do that. It was over 7 years ago.
It was another person. Absolutely.
I love it.
So our cells will only replicate a certain number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of replications are dictated by these little genetic end caps called telomeres. So
okay,
some people might have heard people talk about
telomeres
with regards to longevity.
And even cancer, too. Because if that gets all messed up, then you get bad DNA replication. So it's all about the telomeres, and then there's all the stem cell therapy and all of this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So by keeping that cell alive, let's say you keep the cell alive 20% longer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means that your body doesn't have to replace that cell. That means you're going to have longer period of time for that cell to be alive.
Right.
And trust me, that's what we all want. If
of
our cells live 20% longer, guess what? Unless we fall off a boat in the middle of the ocean, we're going to live 20% longer as well. So CoQ10 doesn't just play a role in helping with disease mitigation or helping to improve the strength or the activity of different systems in the body, although it's crucially important for that. It is also crucially important for keeping our cells alive and thriving over long periods of time. So you can use it for a specific issue, but you can also use it as a part of your daily longevity program.
Wow. So, there's a lot that it can do. I know it's really, really good for your circulatory system, your heart. I've heard about its benefits for cancer, obviously for energy. I think it's one of those things. Some people, you know, they will jump to caffeine and all these other things. And I think particularly if you're older, you're working out, you do have a higher need for the CoQ10, and it might be something you really might want to look into. Now, I am seeing here that we've got these three different forms of CoQ10. How do you determine, or again, we talked about that the ubiquinone would be for younger people, ubiquinol would be for older people over 30, maybe in their 40s. The chewable is, I just love the chewable because I can feel it, and I have a need, you know, again, for using it in my mouth to help with my gums and my healing. Mm-hmm. And again, I actually take another form of CoQ10, and then I take this chewable. I was reading, and I think people are always concerned about, you know, what's the upper limit and so forth. I was reading around 1,200 milligrams is still not a crazy upper limit. And I know these are only, again, this is an enhanced absorption complex, 500 milligrams. But it provides only 100 milligrams. Theoretically, from my understanding, you know, you could take two, three, or four of these. I generally have to take about 200 milligrams a day. What do you know about that?
Well, it's important to have, you know, right tool for the right job. So
yes.
the most economically priced but still clinically effective is a capsule with ubiquinone.
Okay.
And as I said, if you're younger and you're using it for athletics or if you're using it for, you know, other things that are not necessarily serious problems, absolutely, get that on board every day.
Okay.
If you are over 60 or 70, that's when we start to see a lot of the conversion issues, or if you have a serious disease, you might want to switch to the ubiquinol.
Okay.
But the CoQ10 chewable is sort of like CoQ10 on steroids because it's absorbed about eightfold higher than regular CoQ10. So that 100 milligrams is actually more like 800 milligrams.
Okay.
So when you look at, for example, the studies on Parkinson's disease, those doctors used 1,200 milligrams of CoQ10 every day to see if it would help individuals with Parkinson's, and
it
did.
Yes.
It showed a 44% reduction
in
symptomology and progression of the disease. But, you know, that's a hard dose to take with capsules. Are you going to take 12 or 14 or whatever every day? A lot easier to take one or two chewables
always
every day.
Right.
And plus, they estimate that up to 50% of the population has either a psychological or a physiological reason why they have difficulty swallowing. So putting it in a chewable format is a real boon to those individuals that struggle with swallowing capsules and tablets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what about children? I know this would be for adults. Is there anything where children or pets or anything like that? Or I know you would never give the chewable to a pet because it has xylitol in it, and you should never give anything to a pet unless it's a pet product or you've got it approved by the vet. And you make a great pet line. We're not going to talk about it here, but there's a lot of phenomenal things. And cats, you have to be really careful with because they're true carnivores, and it's even harder to have supplements for them. So you really want to be careful. And again, I think it goes back to knowing your store, your health food store, or your qualified healthcare practitioner, knowing that those people really understand you and understand your needs, and that way you won't buy something that create a problem for you, because you really want to keep xylitol away from dogs. That it's a toxin for
them. Yeah, it's fantastic for humans.
Yes,
it has no real serious safety issues for humans whatsoever.
No,
so I don't want to freak people out.
Beneficial, very beneficial.
It's like chocolate. You know, humans thrive on chocolate
and grapes.
Not so much our dogs, right?
Yeah, and grapes. So, it'll damage their chocolate. Will cause heart problems, and grapes will damage their kidneys. Yeah, so you have to be careful.
Right, but for kids, yes, there are certain issues with children.
Okay.
That respond to CoQ10. Of course, if it's a child, I always say, I hope you're incorporating your child's pediatrician in these kinds of decisions.
Oh, please,
because I think the best results are achieved when everybody on the team is pulling in the same direction.
Cheryl, I absolutely agree, and I always tell my customers, anytime you supplement, let your qualified healthcare practitioner know. Write it all. You write your drugs down and bring it into the health food store and say, hey, I'm on all these drugs. I'm like, well, that's really not where we can go with you, but, you know, talk to your pharmacist and your doctor, but do it the other way. Tell your doctor and everything you eat too. Sometimes you're not supposed to eat certain foods. So let your qualified healthcare practitioner know what you're ingesting and even putting on your body.
Mm-hmm. So I think that one of the things that we see is that with children, there are certain, they call them inborn errors of metabolism. Thankfully, they're very rare. Children who don't make enough CoQ10. We also see certain issues like migraine headaches in children that respond well to CoQ10. You could either use a whole tablet or cut the tablet in half and take one twice daily, a half twice daily, or even a half a day, because the studies on migraine are, you know, 300, 400 milligrams a day. So you could probably, with the chewable, get by maybe even with half.
Okay.
So there are issues. There are times when you might use CoQ10 with children. But before we go, I want to make sure I mention one other group
sure.
that we kind of overlooked.
Okay.
Those are the people that are taking cholesterol lowering.
Yes, I was just going to ask you with what we call the statin drugs. And
right.
tell us all about this, because we see it all the time. You know, if you're on a statin drug, take your CoQ10. So.
Right. Well, right. CoQ, you know, when we talk about statin drugs, mm-hmm. the reason they're called statin drugs is that's the way the generic ends, like semivastatin and lovastatin.
Okay.
Some of the brand names are things that people might better understand, like Lipitor and Zocor and Mevacor. These are all in that same class of drugs. And the way that they reduce cholesterol is that they reduce the HMG-CoA reductase
enzyme. Right.
In the body.
Yes.
Which the pathway, they affect that pathway, and so your body doesn't make as much cholesterol. Because most of your cholesterol does not come from your diet. Your body makes cholesterol.
Exactly.
So it reduces how much your body makes. The problem is that's the exact same pathway by which your body makes CoQ10.
CoQ10, right.
So when you use drugs to reduce cholesterol, you are also reducing your CoQ10, so much so that some integrative cardiologists have concerns that by trying to prevent cardiovascular disease, you're actually reducing one of the factors that protects you from congestive heart failure.
Yeah, because you're kind of starving your heart, I would think.
Right. So
yeah.
Absolutely, if anybody is taking one of the statin drugs, they should talk to the doctor about putting a minimum of 200 milligrams of CoQ10 on board every single day.
Oh, that much? Okay.
At least.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's really, really good to know. Or maybe one of the chewables?
One of the chewables every day would be fantastic.
Oh, and they're fun. They're absolutely fun. I look forward to it.
I'm glad you like it so much. I'm glad it's been so useful
for
you.
Yeah, I do, and it's sometimes... I look at it, too, is because I know it's got the xylitol, which helps remineralize your bones and your teeth and all that. Xylitol has all these mm-hmm. good things for your oral hygiene and health. And I actually use this when I take it. I will take it not as a breath mint or anything like that, but I'll take it and not worry about maybe necessarily brushing my teeth immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's just how I do it. And I let it kind of sit in my mouth, and it's absolutely helped my gums to grow. I can just tell you that, and I've got two doctors now to verify it. So,
well, there are a lot of studies on using CoQ10 for periodontal issues, absolutely gum issues. So,
yes, and that's why I'm so excited with this chewable. There's liquids out there, but this chewable is so convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I keep
it
some
sure
in my
is.
Office. I keep some at home. I just have to watch myself that I don't eat three or four a day. So
your heart's going to be beating for the next 200 years.
Well,
taking that much
you know, it, and again, I think we're basically out of time, but we need to let people know it is good for arrhythmias, tachycardia. I've had a lot of people take CoQ10. That's something you need to look into and educate yourself on. It's very, very good for your heart. It helps to reduce your incidence and help with the cancers. It's great for your gums and your brain function, your energy levels, and many, many, many more things. Helps to keep you young, too. Cheryl, guess what?
We're out of time.
We are out of time. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure, Mike.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merriman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merriman Earth.